and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971. We've just had a morning shower. 3/10. Channel 1, right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971. And we've just had a morning shower. 3/10. Channel 1 right, on a new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971. We just had a morning shower. 3/10. Channel 1 right, on a new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 1971.
This chair but me.
It's got your name on it. It sure has. Yes, sir. See if we can't have a little tea.
Got anything to drink this morning?
Yep. Gonna get you something in just a minute.
She don't always have something to drink.
They really got things up there, Miss Daisy.
Who that would have?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Just them two, they fix things and they can stay.
Yeah, yes.
Hmm? See, that makes a difference.
They don't have anybody's dogs running under the house.
I don't think, I know there ain't no dogs up there but his, and he keep them in place.
Yes, he makes them behave. Now she got flowers all over that place.
All over that place. And they're pretty. I don't see how she kept them so green.
Yeah. With all this dry weather?
With all this dry weather.
I never been up there but what they didn't have something blooming.
And it's been like that when his mother was there. She had a pretty flower yard. She had plenty of flowers. His mother, when she lived there.
Yeah.
So when they come there, there were some flowers there. And Miss Annie brought hers from her house over there.
Yeah.
So just keeps flowers at home.
Uh-huh. Well, sir, I don't... Now, that was Coleman's mother that had flowers.
Yes, sir. That was their home house.
And then when Miss Annie came over there, she brought her flowers.
Yeah. They used to have lots of chickens. I don't see no chicken now.
I didn't see a chicken.
Now, what did you sell eggs down here to Fred's store every week? But I don't see, he may have some chickens back there somewhere. I don't know where. I ain't seen them.
You have to pretty well keep chickens up now.
That's right. And he always took care of them.
Yeah.
The chickens himself.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
He did. He feed them, he gathered eggs, he sell them.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of himself. She didn't have nothing to do with that.
Oh, she didn't have anything to do with the chickens.
Never had. She'd do other things in the house, around the house, the flowers, things like that. And when they used to farm, she wouldn't feed them. I said, she didn't have no chicken trouble.
I wasn't in that thing.
That house has a lot of rooms to it. Did you remember when it had a, as she said, had a...
The dining room?
Yes.
Yes, and it was back. I thought she still had it.
What happened to that?
No, would have had one room. The dining room tore off. It was rotten and failing. So I guess he decided they didn't need it.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. They got a nice kitchen back there. It's big enough to cook in and for him and her to eat in.
Oh, is that what they do?
Now, she said she sat in that room where she took us.
Mm-hmm. And she sleep there too, I think. Don't she?
Must be her room.
I think so. I tell you, Miss Lyon, everyone you look in is filled up.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's full. You just have got a little sitting space there.
That's right.
Not much.
Well, houses always that filled up?
Well, it's always had a plenty in it. When his mother lived there, it was full. Satisfied. When she died, well, the children got some of her stuff out of it. So that gave Annie room for more of her stuff. You know, now, all of them, none of them's furniture is in there, in their house.
Well, there's great one side of that room. Miss Daisy was just filled with clothes, guy. Just
with
clothes.
With clothes?
Uh-huh. Did you...
Uh-huh.
At the end of the bed?
Uh-huh. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we don't know what's back there. We know what they got shut up in there.
That's right.
You mean in the closet?
Uh-huh.
I wasn't in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way. You hang them up and then put something over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But she had one chair that she sat in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, people lived in that house a long time, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. That house was there when I come in.
Yeah.
And was there a long time before I come in.
It wasn't a new house when you come.
And it was no new one.
Yeah.
All of their children was grown and married out of there when I come in. No, there was two girls there. They wasn't married.
Well, now, some of those things could have been left over from the other family, I guess.
That's right. That's right. I know some of them was. Cause some, you see, Woodard's grandmother, she died before his mother did. Now, she had lots of stuff. Nice stuff.
Oh.
And I just wonder what become of it. And I got to think that, well, he was fighting amongst the family, her sister and her grandchildren, her sister's children, and all that. It was a big family, Miss Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Big family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, now, God, she had a nice living room with plenty of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted us to sit in her room.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you didn't sit in the living room?
Nope. You sit in her room. That's where she sits all the time. Didn't she say that?
That's right.
She got a fireplace in there?
There ain't no fireplace in there, is it? It's a fireplace in her bedroom.
It was a fireplace, and they had some papers covering it up for the summer.
Uh-huh. I know it's supposed to be a fireplace there, but there's so much down there, so close. Mm-hmm. And her bed was set right by the fireplace, you
mm-hmm.
see.
That's nice.
That's nice. They shouldn't have one chair in there. I wonder what would have set in.
Maybe he sets in his room.
I don't know, but I think they just both sleep in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used to be it.
Mm-hmm.
But since it got so old and they don't want to be worried, he didn't have his room back there. That house is big enough.
5 rooms, she said.
That's a nice house.
And such nice porches.
Yeah.
I like the porch.
Oh, I do too.
And I just wondered why she sat in that room all the time.
I did too.
And all those nice porches out there. You know, so y'all can come in and hear where I sit.
We'd have been happy enough to sit on the porch.
Sit on the porch.
Well, Miss Daisy, I suppose to invite somebody in your house is that sort of good manners, to invite somebody inside your house?
Sorry.
She wanted us to sit in her room.
Yes. You know, I think it's all right to invite somebody in your house just to look around or something like that, but I feel like if you're going to sit down, you ought to be in the light.
It's awful dark in there.
Yeah, it's dark in there. Now, that's my way of thinking, but everybody got their own thoughts about it.
Oh, it's a little dark in there?
She had the curtain on.
It's a little dark in there?
Yeah, it's dark. The shade down and the curtain was down. She rolled the shade up a little bit, but not too high. And I did it just back down there before us got to the road.
Well, I actually see you, Mrs. Davis.
You know, I like a plenty of light.
Did she see back there?
Hmm?
How did she see back there?
I don't know. I really didn't sit in there so long, Mr. Mark. She just see what she see, and that she don't see, she don't look good.
Did you see any newspapers around?
Hmm? Did I see any newspapers around? Plenty of them.
She got to see to read the newspaper.
Look back up. She would. Well, it's sure plenty of them there. Somebody's been reading them.
Yeah.
Oh, they collected them somewhere.
Well, I know she reads the newspaper, but what I meant was in her room.
Yeah. There wasn't none in there, was there?
Yes.
There was some there. You know, just there was a stack of them in there.
Couldn't even sit in a chair.
That's right.
We got to we got up. Miss Daisy was telling about her. She said she didn't particularly care about fishing.
I love to eat them, but I don't love to try to get them.
They want to stay so long, Miss Daisy.
Huh? You know, I don't mind going, but I won't stay an hour or two.
Yeah.
That's long enough for
yeah.
me. Well, the most of the fishermen around here, they go spend the day.
Yes.
And sometimes some of them don't get a fish, but they still stay there trying. Well, that's it. I don't follow them. I don't go with them.
Why?
Not fishing.
They don't want any of that little old hour stuff.
Mm-mm. No. You know, I tell them, I say, anybody go and sit on the lake all day. I say, they lazy.
Oh.
Got nothing to do at home. I feel better home working and moving around. I do sitting out there in that hot sun.
But you all used to like to hunt cooters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't hunt them all day. Then we wasn't sitting in one place looking for them.
Yeah.
We were hunting, trying to find
them.
Yeah. And you know we'd find them.
I didn't hear what you were saying. We got out to know up there, and I missed most of that.
You don't find no cooters when the pond go dry, and you do looking for them down the road.
I didn't know that.
Well, I know. Of course, I've done it. You know, you see where the pond had one in it, and it's done dried, and the mud, the grit done cracked up. See, we have a sharp stick. And just go along in that pond and job it down under the mud. After you break that hard crust that's cracked up there, it's soft under that mud. Then when you feel the cooters back, we had a tater root. And we dig them out. And I think, ooh, sometimes some of them things be that big. These are alligator cooters. If he's getting my damn mud, he mad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I couldn't catch him. And then somebody would have to catch mine. For me, what I find, them alligators and soft shells. Because I get them. But I had somebody do it. And my boy, he'd be with me. He'd be two, three, or three or four men with us. We women didn't go home by ourselves. We couldn't do nothing with them by ourselves. We'd have a tater root, a stick, and we'd have a hoe. Well, we'd cut a hoe along, kill snakes if they come across one.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be killed.
Yeah.
You can kill them all. You know, some folks won't kill a king snake.
Yeah.
I told him if I could kill him, I said, he walks just like a rattlesnake on his stomach. I said, I'd kill him just as quick as I would a rattlesnake.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take a sack.
Yes, we
Guy didn't hear you.
Croak a sack, and when we kept him. When we find him, we put him in the bag. Till we got a ton, got all we wanted to torch, you know.
Yeah.
You see, I'd have me a sack. My son have his sack. And he torched him. Now, Doris and Reuben, they just go along. Because they were small, they couldn't tote them.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Jay would tote them. Bring them home, we had a barrel. We'd carry them home and put them in that barrel.
Empty barrel?
Yes, empty barrel. Now, we'd have, we'd put some water in it, you see. So they could have some water till we could get them all dressed.
Now, how about that one, that sack you had on your back?
We went one time, and we called a little alligator cooler by him about that big.
Mm-hmm,
I said, let's put him in my bag, put him in this bag. Put the thing in there. I threw the bag across my shoulder, and I don't know, I guess I had his mouth to me. And he bit me. Right there. Down with that bag. I told him, you got to do something about it. I can't told him like that. But now my boy, he ain't scared of me. Never was. He said, Mama, said, I'll put him in my bag, and I'll put a hard back in his bag. I said, you got to do something, don't he have to stay here? Because I can't do it. So he put him in his bag and put me a hard back, too, in my bag. So I didn't have no alligator shoes. We was going on home, and got up to go, and I don't know what he was trying to do, damn thing, but one of them big ones bit him right in there. But he had a knife. Didn't do a thing but sit down, trim that meat, wrinkle around that thing teeth, pulled him up, tied it up, and went on. Went on home. Well, you see, I couldn't do it.
That's
whenever I'd go with him, cooter hunt, I sure was sure to have good protection. I didn't go alone.
Now, that, y'all did that when you...
when there wasn't no work to do.
When the work was just...
in the summertime, mostly, when it got hot,
yeah.
The water all dried up, yeah. We didn't have nothing to be go cooter hunting. They see, in that way, we had meat all the summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you could catch enough to last you.
Mm-hmm. But you don't see many now, Mr. Maher. No. Buddy had a big one last weekend. Big old soft shell. But the way he got it, Pedro and them was working somewhere down next to the lake. And Pedro found him and brought him to Buddy. He was a hero. So Buddy was glad to get him. So Doris cooked him Sunday. And all the family would be there to get some of him. Now, I eat soft shells, but I don't really love them. Now, I love hardbacks and alligator cooters. I love them. An alligator cooter, the best one walks.
Yeah.
This mailman, what used to I can't think of his name now, but he was a middle-aged man. He come by the house one day, and he says, where has been? I said, he walked off somewhere. He said, I brought him some meat. I said, well, he'll eat it when he comes back. It's like, you know, the man, he was full of life all the time. He said, come get it. I said, where is it at? He said, it's in here, back of my car. I said, I can't get it. Ooh, that tickled. I said, just a cooter? He said, yeah. Don't you like them? I said, no, I love them. I said, but I tell what you do. If you want me to have him, you get him out the back of your car and bring him right here and put him in this pot. So when he brought that thing out, that looked like he was that big. I just caught him by the tail and carried him over there, dropped him in the pot. And then comes, he cleaned into my big dishpan full.
Goodness.
Full of meat.
Well, now, how do you cook all that, Miss David?
Well, you don't cook it all at one time.
Oh, you don't?
No. Cook what you're going to eat and put the oven on ice.
Well, do you have steaks and chops? And
that's right.
Same like you do on...
You make steaks out of all of it. Chop it up. Chop it up now. Soft shells and alligators, what I'm going to cook. So I put it in a pot and let it come to a boil, just a good hard boil. Then I turn that fire. I do that to get some of that water out.
Oh.
You know, they is full of water. Okay. But you put them on there, let that thing come to a boil. Drain that water all off and get ready to fry, and you don't have so much water to dry.
Well, this is about the time of the year, or this a little early.
Used to be the time, but I don't know when is the time now. It's just nine then you can find him. Yeah.
I mean, this is the time you're used to
mm-hmm.
doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, over there, where I work at, that boy, if he find one, he'll bring it to me.
Uh-huh.
But he found a big one, Miss Lois told me about 2 weeks ago. She said, David, tell Lamar see the cooter, a big one, and he had to go somewhere. He's going to get the cooter when he comes back. And when he comes back, the cooter had got gone. He ain't seen him. I said, well, I'm sure sorry. I said, I wished it had been so he could have got in then. And I'd have had him. She said, I had to go do something. I don't know what he was doing.
Do they move pretty fast?
Huh? What? Cooters? They can go fast.
But the one that is the friskiest is that alligator cooter.
Mm-hmm. We was going to Gainesville here about 2 weeks ago. We got up there on the freeway and there was one coming up this far, going over on that side. So he's seeding, he didn't make it. Soon as he put his seeding, he stopped. He said, well, that won't be like George. I'm going to stop and get you now. He called me, put him in that truck.
It ain't any trouble to catch him?
No, sir, if you ain't scared. Anybody ain't scared of him, it ain't no trouble. If he seen walking, he just pick him up and stop him from walking. Any kind.
Yeah.
Pick him up by the tail?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, that's nice, eh? We learned a lot, didn't
sure.
we?
Sure. Are they hard to clean?
No, they're not hard to clean. You got your good sharp knife and got the plenty of strength. Now, I can't clean them now because I don't have that much strength in my hand. But I have cleaned them anyway. Now, I've cleaned cooters, coons. I wouldn't fool with no possum because I don't like them.
Oh, really?
If they wanted possum, they had to clean it.
But But Coon is better.
Coon's better?
Is it?
Yes, ma'am. He's better to me. A coon, he tastes more like beef to me.
Yeah.
Now, cooters and coons and fish, I like that. Possums, I don't know. Possums.
Yeah.
I hear them say these armadillos or whatever they call them. They say that's good meat. And I said, I don't want none of it. I don't like the house he lives in.
What house is that, they say?
You know, I never seen none of them things till here, year before last, I believe it was. I seen one over there by the Methodist Church. And I told them what the thing looked like I seen. And they told me, said, that was a armadillo. I said, oh, I think you need to come on. Now, they said there's lots of them clean out church in Bud Bathhouse. But I ain't never seen but that one live one in my life. I see it where somebody killed a great big one just below the white folks' church over there last year. Woo, he was big.
And just left him?
He just left him.
Yeah, didn't eat him.
They didn't like the look of the house he lived in.
Oh, you mean that house he takes along with him?
Mm-hmm.
What don't you like about his house?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like his house?
No, and I know I don't like these hens. But that boy over there where I work at, he was going to school down there somewhere, and they'd cook them for the school. And he said, Daisy said, if you eat some one time, you want more. I said, I ain't gonna eat nothing that time. I said, no, nobody ain't gonna cook none for me. He said, if they cook it and you eat it, you sure will pay for it. So them are just high.
Oh, if you buy them.
Rattlesnake dimmers and armadillo dimmers. It's a dim is the highest dimmers on the market.
Yeah.
I said, and I wouldn't thank nobody eating much for me one. No. And I know I wouldn't eat no rats, maybe, if I know.
They say that when you, don't you know when we turned off on that little lane going up to Coleman's, where the pasture is now, that was all solid trees.
Trees, wood. And
wood.
Some of the biggest rattlesnakes was in there you ever see.
Yeah. Well, now, when you walked up to Woodard's in them days, you had to be careful.
Had to be careful. I stayed in the road.
Yeah.
My boy, he was out there hunting something in them woods, not far from the road. And he said he was walking along in some old logs there. And he said, you see the big rattlesnake? And he was seeing she, and she made some kind of fuss. And he said, little ones about that long, they're coming from everywhere. He said, Mama, I let them all alone. I said, you didn't have enough room to kill him. I said, no. I said, kill him one time. I said, well, how many were? He said, I don't know. Said, it just kept coming from somewhere. I said, maybe if I could have seen where it was coming from and knowing I wasn't going to get on there, I said, I might have tried to kill him.
Well, you know. That looks
so
like
so what it said, he told what it about. Would have said it ain't one way you could have got them all. You'd have had to set that stump afire. And when that tree started burning, so they'd run right in that fire.
Oh.
Well, who gonna get that close to them and they right at the tree and take time to set it afire? You ain't got no kerosene and nothing out there. Of course, I wouldn't set it afire. Oh, there's plenty of them up there.
Mm-hmm.
They used to tell me to go home, find them a winter home in September. They didn't see none. That ain't so. That is not so. They crawl from January to January. They don't go home. They may go home, but they leave. And I lived up there to that junction. They surveyed that place over there back of Woodards on the other side of that little railroad. And them folks was out there working. They caught one out there in December. And they said he was 7 feet long. They put him in a little old bean basket. And he almost filled up the basket. Mm-hmm. I told him I wouldn't have even looked at the basket. He was in it, and he was so mad. But they had some way of catching him. Put him in that basket, and then they came to town, or came to Ross Island, or came somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But they caught him, and didn't they?
They called him and they didn't hurt him.
And he was mad.
Yeah, I told Woodard, I said, I knew he was mad. He didn't like that little house. He wasn't used to it.
Oh, you know it.
Put him in that basket, bean basket. Put him in there and fastened the top on it. Came where they wanted to go. But you know, some folks just got nerves to do anything. Some folks ain't got enough nerve to do nothing. I ain't, not with snakes, no snake. I don't like no snake, I'm scared of all of them.
Well, you sure had a lot of experience with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've been along there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That road up there.
Oh, yeah.
The junction road.
But I never did see one. I never seen but one big rattlesnake just out in my life. And I don't know whether he come from under the house, around the house, or what. But you know, it used to be a big grove up there. And I stayed up there. But it just had wood trapped in here. It was just as clean as y'all. The Reuben and Doris, they was on the porch. They hardly ever would go to sleep unless you made them and look at something. So I had plenty of chicken. Little hen there, she had a pretty bunch of babies. So she seen this snake and she was frightened. And it Reuben laughed. I wonder what do that old hen mean, leaving them bitties like that. Lord said, I don't know. They kept looking to see what's in them. There was a rattlesnake going across the school, just out the edge of the yard. They come there and come, Mama. Oh, Mama. It's a great big snake out there. I said, where? And he going on out there and that hen going with him. So I jumped up and went out there. He was going crawling on. He done got a fur in the grove from the yard from here to there. Huh? So I said, yeah. I said, good God, it's a rattlesnake. Then he just left to go to work. So I run around there and called him. He come back. He was still moping on, going on across the yard. Folks say if you catch one, he'll get in his car and stay there. That ain't so. All of them. I throw the cloud of dirt and hit him, hit this one, trying to stop him, you know. He didn't stop. He didn't say, had no tension. He kept going on. I picked up a stick, a little short piece of stick. And I threw that in my heating. I reckon that kind of hurt him. I don't know. He just threw his head around like that. Look. Kept going. And he was going when Ben shot him. But as soon as he shot him, he stopped.
Just taking his time. He's taking his time, but...
Taking his time.
But going on.
Going on. Well, he wasn't in no hurry.
That him?
And Ben killed him. Hung up out there on a fence post. And that was the fattest thing. He was fat as a hog. You see where Ben broke the skin on. Grease run just some just drawn the grease out of him. Old Francis said, you see, if you'd have skinned him and dried up that fat, that's the best thing you could use for rheumatism. I said, who skinned him? Dried his fat. I said, would you? I ain't never done it yet, but I hear him say it's good. I said, and I hear you say it, and that's all to it.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You just needed somebody to do that.
Need somebody to do that. Nah, I'd imagine these folks that skin them, they could take the fat and dry it out.
Yeah.
If I could skin it, well, I could dry up the fat. But I ain't gonna have nothing to do with him. Talk.
Even with his head off?
No. With his head off or with it on, I ain't gonna fool with him.
And Francis the same way?
Francis was the same way. Then she tell me, I hear him say that, but I ain't never done it. I said, I hear you say it, and I ain't gonna do it.
Well, I thought Francis might have gone ahead and took a hold of something like that.
But there were things she didn't take a hold of. She said she wasn't gonna take a hold of that. I know I wasn't. I was fixing to flood it. No snake.
But ordinarily, ordinarily, anything come along, Francis would take a hold of it.
Oh, yes. Just common things, anything like that. But I ain't heard nothing about her being so bad off about snakes and nothing like that. I never heard her talk about how she killed them.
But she'd work in a field that she knew had snakes. And
that's right. She'd work in the field, and she'd work in the woods. She'd give them moss. I'd give them moss, too. But that's one thing. You didn't see many snakes in the woods.
You just didn't see them.
You just didn't see any.
Yeah.
And if you'd see a snake, you didn't see no bad snake, it would be an old moss snake,
yeah,
or a black snake or something like that.
Yeah.
But we didn't see many snakes.
Now, when you're always gathering moss, what part of it did Francis do?
So what part of it? Did you do what?
What part did Francis do?
Well, Francis gave her and pulled off the limb, put in her sack, and I put mine.
Or have
I done his own? Yeah, have I done his own? That's, we all had our part. What we could get a hold of, we'd give it. And we'd make us a pile out somewhere close to the road,
yeah,
where somebody could pick it up for us in a wagon or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd tow it for us from here to my house to put it on the pile. Walking through the woods and putting it in the sack. When the sack gets full, well, then he carried his fire. when we get as much as we want on that pipe, we start us another pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Over close to the road. Where it wasn't so far for us to tow.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how'd you keep a track of what everybody had?
Hmm? What?
How'd you keep a track of what was yours and what was Francis'?
Oh, we know it all. We know it, I know. Now, that's your pie. Well, mine next to it.
Oh, I see.
Somebody else is next to that. And see, your pie outside. Mine's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else is in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it wasn't but two of us, sometimes it was three.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know my pa and you know yours. That's the way he kept it safe.
Well, now, Frances, was she pretty good at that?
Giving more?
Yes.
Yes, sir, she was good. She was good at it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about she was good. You see, she could get it off with a limb so fast. She could just get it up so fast. She could get her back pulling him up twice before I get mine full. She'd have her rake, and she'd see a limb. If it looked weak, she'd hang that limb up, that rake in that limb, pull it down on the ground, break it. Yes, Frances could get most.
She'd pull it, she'd pull the limb down.
Yes, sir, just like it'd be a limb up there, and it'd look rotten, and it'd have a roll of moss on it, just moss hanging down. Well, that's what the rake was for. Pull them dead limbs down, what you could read.
Yeah.
And sometimes some would be already on the ground. Then you pull them up with your rake and turn it over and pull the moss off it. You see, there ain't no snake under it.
Yeah.
Ain't none.
Now, everybody's done his own. You didn't work together. Like
no,
one,
so we didn't work together.
One holds the limb and the other. And
no, you get what you could and I get what I can't.
Yeah.
But what I get, it goes on pie, different from yours. We kept it separate. Then, when we got somebody to haul it, one or two of us will go if he didn't haul it, unless he hauled it whilst we was in the woods. If he hauled it and we was in the woods, why, all of us would be out there insurance. At James Towns, where he used to work out there, oh, he used to kill them all. He'd kill them all and pile it up in the woods. When hit and killed and dried, he'd go out and dry, hanging out. He'd kill the most of his in the woods.
Right where he
gathered it.
That way he didn't have so much to move.
He had him lines out there in the woods. Way back there. Because you know they know where Alan Taylor lived, did you?
Mm-hmm. He had lines.
Take a wife, just like you fix your clothesline. Out there. Fixing a line out there on them trees, you see. In days he'd go out there. Hang up his moles.
Oh, hang his moss.
Yes,
on the
hang it on that wire. That's where he had to kill it.
Now,
of course, I would do. Hang mine on my clothesline. Of course, I always got to bring mine home and killed it at home. And then, when it's got ready to take it up, hang it on my clothesline. When it got dry, I'd take it off and put it in an old house, or put it under my house until I get ready to bail it. Then I bail it.
Now, who was that?
Hmm? I said, that's the way I killed mine.
Who was that fella you met?
Who? come at Jamestown.
James who?
James Townsend.
James Townsend?
Yes, his most. He didn't.
Now he did a lot of that work in Moss?
He done lots of that.
And he could make good, I guess.
Mm-hmm. See, he worked over there on the farm.
Oh.
On Richardson Farm. Between he'd get his lunch, he'd just pick up moss during his noon hour.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturdays, if he didn't have nothing special to do, he'd go to Mosswood, pick up moss.
Yeah. James Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, is he still here?
He still. Yeah, he said. Well, at that time, the most man used to come along and he could get it right from your house.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't have no most man.
But Francis got a whole lot more than you did.
Sure. Way more than I did.
Now, did she take it home too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like you did.
Just like that. We all took it home. Because the most man, he'd come there and pick it up.
Yeah.
And he didn't want it unless it was baled.
If it was baled, dried, and baled.
Now, when it dries, does it change colors?
Yes, ma'am.
Dried black.
Some of us brown.
Oh, is it?
You could brown. Or you could cure it black.
Uh-huh.
Now, that real black... They'd give you more fuss. Oh, for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now, Frances, she would have liked to have some of that rattlesnake fat.
Maybe she would. She said it's good for rheumatism. I don't know.
But she talked.
She didn't think enough of it to skin it and get it.
But she talked like she'd love to have had some of it.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's what she said.
Yes, sir. And you all, you and Francis, was over there under them trees across
mm-hmm.
the railroad.
Just us two. And how planted farm over there. We didn't get lonesome over there.
Just Joe.
Didn't care if there wasn't no white over there but us.
And you could talk about that rattlesnake grease or anything else.
Anything else.
Yes.
Well, Francis always has something to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Sure. And you don't wonder if you've been on with Francis. Was you going to be lonesome? No.
Yeah. Well, now, did she ever talk to you about picking up the moss?
Picking up moss?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was the first somebody told us about it. You could pick up moss and sell it. Get money for it. Yeah. If you could do that, and she mean Dolo was ready.
Well,
that's where I found out what they meant when they say money is growing on trees in Florida.
Yeah.
Money was growing on trees.
Yeah.
When I first heard them talking about, you see, I was in Georgia and some folks had been here. And I just wonder how that happened. When I come here, I see how your money grow on the tree.
Yeah.
It grows on there, but you sure wait to
yeah.
get it off.
You couldn't just shake it.
You couldn't shake the tree and it fall.
Yeah.
You got to pull it down.
And
away.
Francis was one of the first ones to tell you
that's
about
right.
moss.
That's right. Well, Wooda's mother, she gave us moss, too.
Yeah.
But she didn't go far from her house. Not too far. She she didn't go with us.
You and Francis?
Me and Francis and Dora, we go long ways from her. All that, behind Richardson's packing house.
Yeah.
Way back there. But all that, then, that was old field. But you can't get back there now. It's all ranch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just open field then.
Yeah, it was just an open field. And there was farming it. But no, they ain't farming.
Yeah.
It's all closed up.
That's right. You open your field, just walk across that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that that was you all didn't do so much. You and Dora and Francis, you all didn't do so much up that way where we went this morning.
No, we didn't give up that way much. I'd give up, and them woods there, and that clean field out there. Now we'd pick up most that clean clear across the road, the railroad. That little railroad back there. And see back there, then, me, my mother, and my aunt.
Banks?
Banks. We picked up that thing.
Yeah. Did you and your mother and Banks all three go to Center Point?
Mm-hmm. All three.
Francis?
Francis hardly was with us there. She'd be gone where we on the way I ain't gonna go.
Oh, she went to places.
Mm-hmm. Go, she, Francis, gave her all on the other side of that bridge up there, way back down Long Hammock. And it looked like it's night out there right now.
Thanks.
It's so thick out there. Palmettos and trees. I went back there one time to pick some beans. Francis carried me back there. She carried me. I don't know whether I picked two crates or three. But I couldn't pick beans for looking to see what's going to come out from under them bushes. That was the thickest place back there. It was just a little spot the man had beans in. I reckon about biggest place around him. And he had beans in. I said, I wonder, wouldn't anybody want to put anything here in this desert, in this hole? Ain't no house out there, nothing. But anyway, we either finished it by noon or had come up a rain. But whatever it was, Ham, I was glad.
Yeah.
I went home. If God forgive me, I'll never be caught in a place like this no more long as I live. Scared to death, too scared to worry. And then they talk about panels and things out there in them woods. Well, it's just thick enough for anything. Bears, elephants, or anything could be out there.
Francis talk about that?
Yes, Francis tells us, and Woodard Coleman, he said so.
But you were working on that with Francis, and she's telling you about them?
She wasn't saying nothing about it that day. She talked about it after finished.
Oh.
And told you about things she...
Because I was telling her, I said, well, I said, God forgive me for going back there in that desert today. I said, I won't be caught back there in that wilderness no more. I said, my goodness. I said, look off your rope and look down there. I said, look like night. She said, yes, they, and there's something like that in them woods.
Oh.
I said, Lord. I said, well, I don't know what it looked like that. I said, I wouldn't know. She said, they ain't gonna bother you. They ain't coming out on you. I said, you don't know that. You don't know.
Did she tell you about any experiences,
Carol? Had she ever had any experiences with something coming out of the woods?
I don't know.
It's the end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 23rd of June, 71. The end of Channel 1 Ride and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy.